My heart has been beating a little bit faster this morning because I want to try something. I've been wanting to try this for a while, and I think that permission is something that we wait for. But if you just take the opportunity at times, it's amazing what can turn out or what cannot turn out. Today, I said, you got to meet my friends, because what I'm going to do, I had this concept and this idea, and it might work and it might not, but to just call my friends randomly and then not tell them, well, I have to actually ask them if they're okay with being on the podcast, but it is a Saturday morning. It is 7 o'clock in the morning. Some people aren't even up, but I thought that it would be cool for you to meet some of my friends and for them randomly to get a call and for you to hear some of the conversations, because I have some of the coolest friends in the entire world. Now, what I promise you all the time is that I'll do the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day. That's 3,000-year-old wisdom. And it's Proverbs 13 today, and it's soul food, and I'll hit it real quick. Number one, seek wisdom. Number two, speak life. Number three, look at diligence. excuse me. Number four, integrity, humility, honesty, hope, and patience. And that's what's covered in today's proverb in Proverbs 13. Seek wisdom is verse 1, verse 10, verse 13, verse 14, verse 15, 20, 21, and 25. So seek wisdom. What is wisdom? It's the right use of knowledge. What is, speak in life, using somebody's name and being very specific. We do this at all of our practices in FNL. And we do it after the games. We had a great game last night. And that's speak life is in verse 2 and 3. Diligence is in verse 4, 18, 22, and 24. That is the right work as far as not being busy or in motion, but just being in action. And integrity, as the same in the dark as you are in the light, that's in verse 5 and verse 6 and verse 9. And this is Proverbs 13. I use the NIV version. And then humility is verse 7 and 8. Honesty is verse 11 and 17, and hope is verse 12 and 19, and patience is verse 16. Okay, so that's the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day. It's a little bit of soul food, but what I would suggest is read through the corresponding proverb, corresponding day. It is absolutely amazing. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to our trusty phone, and we are going to call our first victim. When I say victim, these are all my friends, and hopefully they answer. When they answer, or if they do, then we're going to have to ask them if they're okay with being on the podcast. So this guy who you're going to meet, hopefully, if he answers the phone, his name is Will, William Simmons, William Howard Simmons. This is my best friend in the world. We've been best friends since fourth grade. This might be an explicit conversation, meaning that he might drop some words that that'll make you laugh. But this guy is probably one of the highest. Well, he is the highest integrity guy that I know, as far as friend wise. And when I say that, you know, my brother Rob is my hero. You guys know that. But this guy has been my brother since fourth grade. That is 40 years of friendship. We still hang out, talk almost every single day, and this man has walked with me through all different walks of life. So let's give this guy a call and see if he'll answer the phone. I sure hope he answers. Because you will be in for a treat today. Come on, Willie.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Oh, okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to wait on his call back, but we're going to go right on to the next one. My next one is the top motivational speaker in the world. His name is Mr. James Dixon. He just sent me over a YouTube new video that is all about the Peak Performance Masterclass. He's going to be having that June 7th, and you're going to love him. So let's check it out and see. Oh, actually, let's not check that one out. Let's go to him, and I will try and call him because most of the time he answers my call. Let's go, Mr. James Dixon.
Please leave your message for 214.
Okay, he said he's going to call me back. Let's go on to, now I did let this guy know, but hopefully, and well, this guy never answers the phone. His name is Dale, one of my best friends. This guy is an incredible human being, great father, great dad, and just one of the funniest guys that I know, and probably some of the highest integrity that I know too. This is Mr. Dale Schell. So hopefully we're going to get somebody to answer today, which I think will be great. It seems like none of my friends want to answer the phone this morning.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, there we go. Let's go on to the next one. This is the risk in these things. Let me see if my buddy Gary, he might be on a motorcycle right now. But we're going to call him. Gary Spellman is having the PLH, which is the Peace, Love, and Happiness ride right now. And they're riding motorcycles in Austin, which I should be doing. But I wasn't able to go this year. So...
Hello?
Mr. Gary Spellman.
Hey, you got me going 55 on my motorcycle. What can I do for you?
Would you be okay if I recorded you on my podcast right now?
Sure.
Okay, Mr. Gary, I have this episode. It's called You Gotta Meet My Friends. And Gary...
Well, you got to hurry. I'm coming to the red light.
Gary, tell me what you're doing right now.
Right now, I'm leading a group of 10 motorcycles with Jean-Paul DeJuria on the 22nd year of our Peace, Love, and Happiness charity motorcycle ride. And if you want to hear real quick, that'd be the motorcycle. We are now getting ready to pull in, Kelly. You know, you've been here. Jean-Paul and the crew about to pull in so we can kick it off. We've got a police escort. I think we hit close to $70,000 donated this year. It's just, yeah. You got to have it. Purpose before profit.
Well, Gary, you're incredible. Stay safe on the motorcycle. Tell everyone I love them, but I love you, and you were the first guest on Meet My Friends on the podcast.
Well, you're one of us, and we miss having you here, Kelly. Keep up the good work.
I love you, brother.
Love you, too.
Okay, bye-bye. This is the kind of thing that I'm talking about. I think I have the coolest friends in the whole entire world. Let me see if my hero... Let's try this. I'm going to try and call this guy, and sometimes he answers, sometimes he doesn't. But let's hope that this man, this is my brother, my big brother and my hero. Let's hope this guy answers the phone. Man, I'm getting skunked today.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're
Let's see. Hold on. And this guy never answers the phone either. Actually, I must have a bunch of friends who just don't answer the phone. So let's see if this guy will. This is Dave. This is one of my best friends since sixth grade, and we have been buddies. He is an avid Chiefs fan, which I don't like at all. And he always constantly gives me a hard time about.
Hey, this is David. Leave a message and I'll get back.
That's David. David doesn't want to talk to me either. So let's see here. I'm going to go to. And we're going to go to this young man. This is Steve Thompson. He actually just got a brand deal with Jordan for his shoes. Happy Life Wood. You guys see me post about him all the time. This guy is unbelievable. Man, this just seems like I have no friends.
Hey.
What up, Steve?
I finally connect.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, would you be okay with being live on my podcast right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
How long do you think it'll be?
No, it's right now. You're actually, I can erase it if you want me to, but I was just asking because I just want to celebrate. It doesn't have to, you can stay on for 2 minutes if you want.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Yeah, no, Yeah, that's cool.
I named this episode "You Gotta Meet My Friends," and what I do is I scroll through my contacts and then I randomly call my friends and surprise them with the fact that they're on the podcast right now live.
Oh, that's cool. Great idea.
So, awesome. Hey, Steve, I was just bragging about you, and you, the brand deal with Jordan, with Jumpman, is unbelievable, man. I want to congratulate you on that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Tell the people out there, man, a little bit about this scenario. Now, some people think that, oh, wow, things blew up, but you've been working your butt off, man, and this is a culmination of hours and hours and days and months and years of hard work.
Yeah, it really is. I don't know if we talked about it on the last pod that I did with you, but you know, me and my son are partners in this, and you know, he's as an, you know, an integral part of this whole thing as I am. I mean, he, without the two of us, this would never have happened. Like, you take away one part and it wouldn't work. So, like, you know, one of the things that we always shared was the love for sneakers. And you know, we have conversations about, you know when he was in fourth grade and me standing, getting up at 4 a.m. and standing in line with him, you know. So I created this, you know, this monster, if you will, in terms of a sneaker lover. And you know, we, everything, you know, has kind of revolved around that, and you know, our love for, you know, common things. And we've always bonded over those things, and it's been, you know, it's been a great way for, you know, me as a father to relate to my son, and really, you know, cherish all the different things that we did together, you know, revolving around those. So, you know, as we, you know, he did his thing, you know, he was in sales for a while, and he was extremely successful, but just wasn't fulfilled in that world. And, you know, he helped me get this thing off the ground in the very beginning. And, but was still doing it, you know, just just to help me out. But as we started growing it, the thought was, you know, that he would, you know, come and do this full time with me. And, so, you know, that's finally come to fruition, which is a huge, huge accomplishment. And I guess the reason I'm going into this is, you know, when you talk about the hard work, that it takes, you know, to kind of lead up to something like the Jordan brand. You know, he and I have lived and breathed Happy Life Wood and promoting it, and, you know, making sure that the world, as much of the world, can see my work as possible. We've been doing that for 4 years, like literally day and night. And, you know, the cool thing about it to me is, it's neither of us, it's never felt like work. It's always been, that's just what we do. You know, I realize there's got to be a balance just to keep a healthy, you know, mental state. And we try to do that, but it's like, you know, we it's not like something that we turn off and turn on. It's always there, but it's enjoyable. It's what we would normally be talking about anyway.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of, that's really the beauty of choosing something that you love and something that you're passionate about to do for work. And that, you know, is what, you know, so many people are trying to, you know, talk about these days. And so many people are trying to kind of move in that direction. And that's really what I'm trying to use my platform now, is to say, listen, you know, you don't have, you know, it's great to choose, you know, a career that, you know, that you love and that you're passionate about, but it's never too late to do that. And I'm living proof of that, you know, and, you know, I found it at, you know, 52 years old. And, to me, it was just like a rebirth. And now I'm living like this, this, you know, second life that has brought me so much joy. So anyways, yeah, that I mean, it did not happen overnight.
Well, I was so blown away, man. I saw the stuff leading up to it. Obviously, you know, I think everyone in the world is probably telling you they're your biggest fan, but watching and then seeing, I couldn't tell the difference between the Jordan 9 that you did out of wood with no paint and all different types of wood. When I looked at that and I saw the one that you held up, I was like, oh, cool. He's holding up two shoes. Like, but one was a carving that you did, and you did the whole locker. But tell me about the inspiration there. And then now they're available on Nike.com. We're going to have the link in the bio that you can get your golf shoes, Jordan 9s, that are inspired and designed by Steve Thompson that you're that I'm talking to right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, when I first, when Gentry Humphreys, the, you know, the legend in the sneaker world, the guy who really ran the Jordan brand.
I think I lost you there for a second, Steve. I think we might have lost Steve. Let's see if we can call him back. But it's amazing to see the are you there, Steve? Well, the Jordan brand, it's the ultimate, like, you know, and Steve started carving these sculptures. And again, you have to go to Happy Life Wood. This guy is unbelievable. We're going to call, I'm going to hang up and then I'm going to try and call him back one time because I know he's a busy guy. But this is the cool thing with my friends is, you know, being able to access. Now, I've said before that membership has its privileges and, you know, relationships will gain you access. To have access to these kind of things, I think, is one of the coolest. And you hear it, right? So Proverbs 13, we talked about diligence, which is right work. Humility, you hear it in Steve's voice. Honesty, hope, all those things. Let's see if he'll call us back. That's okay. But you have to check out the Jordan brand. The Jordan brand and Happy Life Wood. But it's amazing because in Proverbs 13, when it talks about humility, honesty, here he goes.
Steve Thompson.
There we go. Steve Thompson. Hold on, buddy. Hold on. Let me get your audio on real quick. There we go. Are you there?
Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, I'm here.
So you were talking about the guy who first started the Jordan brand. You there? Steve. Don't you think it's funny when you can't hear somebody, then you just make all kind of funny voices to be able to go? Let's see if we can get him. Well, make sure that you check out Happy Life Wood. We'll have the link in the bio. I'll have that done. Here he comes again.
Steve Thompson, Happy Life Wood.
There we go. Let's see if we'll get him.
No.
Hey, Steve, we got it?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so you were talking about the guy who started the Jordan brand.
Yeah, so Gentry Humphreys, he didn't start the Jordan brand, but he really was the guy who was running the Jordan brand for like 25 plus years. He had recently semi-retired and was basically working for MJ in trying to launch the Jordan golf brand. And in our talks, you know, when he was, you know, he was saying, you know, I really think there's something that we could do here. But for him to actually, you know, bring up the fact that we could possibly collaborate on a shoe, it was just mind blowing. And it's funny because I think probably 3 years ago, my son and I did an interview with Nice Kicks. And my son was quoted in the article. They asked him, you know, what's ahead for Happy Life Wood? You know, what are you guys' goals? And he goes, one of my main goals is to get my dad his own shoe, have my dad design his own shoe. And it's unbelievable what a, you know, full circle moment that is. And so, yeah. And, you know, in our talks with Gentry, you know, the life cycle of getting a sneaker to market is, you know, I think, you know, more than 2 years. It's a long life cycle or product life cycle, whatever. So, you know, when we were talking about it, he was, you know, he was referencing 2024, and we're just like, wow, that's a long ways away. You know, we couldn't even see it, you know, in that, you know, that long of a time actually coming to life, you know. So, you know, we were excited, but we didn't really, you know, we knew that the chances of it happening were probably quite slim. So as it got closer and closer, and we actually were able to hold a sample in our hand, we were just like, this is going to fucking happen. I mean, we just couldn't get over it, you know? And, you know, one of the highlights in that whole thing for me was I had done some concepts, some renderings, and sent them to Gentry, because he had a meeting, and I didn't know who his meeting was with. I thought it was, he had mentioned something about meeting with Nike or something. So like the next day I get an email from him, and the email starts out by saying, MJ loves your work and love the design. And I was just like, my jaw just dropped. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I was just like, this is so, so cool. So yeah, it's been crazy. And, you know, the inspiration in terms of how I came to, you know, the design of that and the design of the, you know, the locker and stuff really, you know, really was based on the, you know, the heritage of the game and the way the clubs were made and, you know, just the tradition of the game. And it was also, you know, going to be launched around, you know, at the Masters time. And so, you know, all I think of when I think of Masters is just, you know, some words that come to mind are, you know, classy, tradition, beautiful, you know. And so, you know, I kept thinking of these shoes and how I thought they were beautiful, and, you know, how, you know, that how they would look in, you know, in a beautiful crafted, you know, locker in a country club, and, you know, and so that's kind of where I came up with the inspiration for the locker. And then you know, just in the theme of a locker, you know, I always envision, you know, shirts hanging, you know, on the outside, and that's kind of where I came up with doing the polo to tie everything in.
Steve, how long did it take you to do that? And the locker, if you guys haven't seen it, it is unbelievable. Like, it's so lifelike. The jerseys that he makes, the shoes that he makes, everything that he makes is at the highest level. Even the car, the BMW. I wanted to drive that BMW, you know, and take it for a spin. How long did it take you to do the locker and the two shoes?
I think it was like roughly 200 to 250 hours.
Oh my gosh. Dude, it is unbelievable. Has it sold yet?
It has not sold.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's a very niche thing. And I knew that, you know, but you know, it's going to take the right person, and, I'm okay with that. You know, even if it doesn't sell, and, you know,
Steve, it's going to sell. It's going to sell, man. I'm telling you, the more and more people see that, that is unbelievable. I know. I want to tell you too, I had this idea for the podcast. I pitched it to a couple people. I said, what I'm going to do is that we're going to call this, you got to meet my friends, and I'm going to roll through my phone, and I'm going to call my friends, like real people, not a person who I got for an interview, but my yeah. real friends. And one of my real friends is you, who happens to just hit a deal with the Jordan brand. Your shoe is out. It came out on April 10th. You could get it on Nike.com. You have to check this out. Steve, I want to tell you thank you so much, man, for being my friend. Man. And
thank you. Thank you. It's always an absolute pleasure talking with you. I love your approach and your beliefs and your, you know, all that you're doing. So, absolutely anytime.
Well, we're going to work on getting you to Las Vegas for Secret Knock. Cause I've told the story of you many times, and, my brother too is a film producer that I was telling you about. He is working on a spec project, and guess what it, what the spec project is?
What's that?
It's golf. So there's obviously some synergies, and I sent you out the deck. Check out the deck. We'll talk offline on that. I'll get you guys connected. But Steve, enjoy your Saturday. This is the first episode of Meet My Friends. So you're on episode, man.
Oh, I appreciate it. Absolutely honored.
Dude, you are incredible. Where can, where can they get the shoes?
Nike.com. And I think there's some other select retailers, but they're still available on Nike.com. If they have any trouble finding it, just shoot me a DM. It's pretty easy. It's right down there. Oh, you know, the other place they can find it too is Eastside Golf is carrying it on their site too.
Okay. And how can they get in touch with you? It's happylifewood.com. Am I correct?
Well, if somebody wants to email me, it's happylifewood@gmail.com.
Okay.
Yep. And then I'm happylifewood on Instagram. Oh, so just shoot me in.
Yeah, you got anyone out there, you have to check out his work on Instagram. It's unbelievable. So, Steve, you're incredible, man, and you're officially off the hot seat. I love you, brother. Have a great Saturday. Tell your son I love him too.
Love you too, man. Keep an eye out, because next week we got something pretty cool coming out.
Yes, yes, yes. So, I still got to get with you the Jordans, the ones that you did. They're not the intricate intricate ones, but do that. Sound good? Love you, brother.
Which ones
you remember there was like a it was the Jordan ones, and they're on a string, and there was two of them, and you kind of hang them.
Oh yeah. Remind me, because I'll send you those.
Okay,
yeah.
Sounds good, man. All love right, you love you, buddy.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye bye. Okay, now we have the one and only James Dixon that better be answering his phone this time. So that was Happy Life Wood and Steve Thompson. And this is the cool thing.
Yeah, hello.
I have to ask you a question.
Please ask away.
Okay. Would you be okay with me recording this and you being on the podcast live?
Man, I would love to.
So everybody, James Dixon, the number one motivational speaker in the world, the absolute motivator, Peak Performance Masterclass, that's coming to you, that he sent me out a YouTube link today just to make me feel bad about myself, because his production is that high. This is the man, the myth, that doesn't answer his phone in the morning, Mr. James Dixon. How you doing, buddy?
Man, not only am I honored to be here, but I want you to know something. The reason why I didn't answer you call, because I lost my leg.
Where'd you lose your leg, man?
Man, I don't know. It was somewhere between the gym and the bathroom, but I ended up finding it, but that's okay. I know you were making fun of me because of, you know, my limb loss, but that's okay. We love you anyway.
Hey, James, why are you trying to flex? You're always trying to flex. You hit me before I went to bed last night with the YouTube video, and now you wake up and you're like, oh, I was at the gym, and that's the whole reason why. You weren't at the gym, man. You just weren't answering my call.
Okay, I was not at the gym, but it sounded good at the time. You know, when you said people could hear it, I had to throw the gym in there. I was about to start talking about, you know, after 7 hours of Bible reading and hitting the gym this morning, and saved two children from drowning, an old lady across the street, and then, but no, we don't have to fake it. best thing about today's highlight, brother, I got you in my life to always hold me accountable for greatness, and I appreciate you for it.
Oh, you're incredible, man. I told you about the concept. It's called Meet My Friends. So on Saturdays, I'm going to start doing Meet My Friends. None of my friends are going to answer the call phone now because then they'll be on the podcast randomly.
Listen, I got to tell you something. The fact that we get a chance to just translate the relationship and show other people what true brotherhood and friendship looks like. Most people are intimidated by the success of other people, so we never want to highlight them because we think it diminishes us. You're just the opposite. Man, every time the mic is handed to you, you use it to enhance someone else. If there's something that people wonder, like, what's a superpower? It doesn't make you Robin in a Batman relationship when you uphold your friends. What it does is it makes it so that it's the Justice League where Superman, Batman work together in tandem. So no one's taking the lesser because you set a tone that others respond to. I guess you could say you set a vibe.
I appreciate it, man. I really appreciate it. I want to talk about the vibe of the difference between LeBron and Jordan.
That's barely a difference except for LeBron is so amazing that he grew his hair back because there's something miraculous. It's like he's 20 again, you know? He doesn't even have gray hair anymore. He did at the beginning of the year, but not now. Hey, who else does that?
Oh, good Lord. I just got off the phone with my friend Steve Thompson. He just got a deal with the Jordan brand. He's the Happy Life wood guy. He carves things out of wood, no paint, just puts it all together.
Oh, that dude is amazing. And when you show me that, man, imagine if he made legs.
Oh, that would be. Would you need one of them? Would you need two?
Man, yeah. Well, a decorative one by him would change the whole prosthetic game because he would make that thing look so real. You know what? Never mind. Because if he made it real, it would ruin my story. When I get out there, people wouldn't feel sorry for me anymore.
Hey, you had a leg, though, that was 25 pounds. Am I correct?
Dude, I did. I grew up with that, man. That thing was an albatross around my neck. The new one is less than 5.
Less than 5 pounds.
Yep.
Can you?
I lost 20 pounds.
Can you Amen. Run? Can you run with it?
Oh man, I can run. I can jump. I don't run. I don't jump, but I can.
Where in the world are you right now?
I'm in Dallas, Texas.
What are you doing in Dallas?
Well, I came here. This is going to sound like I'm flexing. I came because they revealed the new Shelby last night, and I got to be here for that.
The new Shelby. Tell me more. You're talking about the car, Shelby.
The car. What's funny is I was on the plane, and I met Aaron Shelby, the actual son.
How'd you meet him on the plane?
He was sitting in first class beside me, And so as we're talking, I said, hey, I'm going into this Jets and Capital. We're going to look at, you know, people buying jets at this event I'm at and stuff and how to finance a jet and get your first jet, stuff that Kelly didn't have. So we were sitting there talking, and I'm sitting there, and he shows me the very first Shelby that came out of production. Then he shows me a picture when he's 13 with him and his dad and his first Shelby, even at 13. Great picture. Then that night, he's like, hey, we're going to reveal it to the world because they sold the brand from Ford to another company. But Aaron came in for it, and I got to see the first Shelby. Aaron, you didn't, but I love you, though, because when I see it, you see it.
Because both of us get a chance to be there. Now, when you meet someone, like, how do you start a conversation on a plane? Because most people don't want to talk to a person on a plane, James.
Oh, you're going to love it. So when we're sitting there, I have an Android and sometimes I can't connect to the Wi-Fi. So I got to talk. I got to find a way to make friends there because I feel lonely. So I start, so I'm like, so what do you do? And we start telling when people tell what they do. They love telling you kind of what they do. So we started a conversation with that. And then I was like, man, tell me what would you do if it wasn't a career? I mean, what's the thing you love doing? And he was like, I love sharing the story about my dad. Yeah. And so we got in that conversation, and then I was like, who's your dad? And he shows me the car, and we start there. I've just learned the principle of if you talk to everyone, great things happen. I picked up speaking engagements beside other speakers on the same plane just by having a conversation with a guy. all we have to do is begin to be open. A lot of times we get in our own world and we close people off. It's like a hairdresser who won't do my hair, even though he's your friend. You know, he can do hair, but he never does it for me.
Talk to me, too, about we've talked about this before, that membership has its privileges, but relationships gain access. How true is that, if it is true, or do you want to dispute it?
Well, no. Listen, I'm going to say something that everyone listening, I need you to hear this. In my life, there's been transitional people that have been my domino effect to everything that I have. My grandmother was my first one. She was the trigger to tell me that I could be someone in spite of what I'd lost on my person. Then after that, man, you had teachers that encouraged me, coaches, whatever. But the most monumental, pivotal moment in my life, the transition, my finances, the change, what I could do for my children, for my family, was when I got online with Kelly Cardenas. I wrote the guy not knowing who he was, but I saw what he stood for. He turned down a massive opportunity in order to commit to go on a vacation with Brooklyn, which is not really a vacation. But anyway, after he did that, the guy opened up the door for me in a conversation. That conversation, that connection, presented me with a stage that pushed my life from stages to a whole different platform. So if there's anything, relationship not only is an equity, I could not pay you, I cannot pay you for what you've been able to do in my life. And anyone that is listening, this is not hyperbole. This is not, if you go back and look at it, I'm standing inside of a gym because I didn't have Wi-Fi in my own damn house. But I got off of there, and everything that I had felt like damnation was on me was thrown away, because the only thing that was wrong with me was proximity and an understanding that just because I'd been delayed in my dreams doesn't mean I was denied. That was like a cicada, man. Things came out. That time, that conversation that made people interested, from there, I wrote a book. From there, I've traveled. From there, you and I have been all over the nation. So if someone asks, there's a reason for the vibe.
Hey, Proverbs 13, I was reading through it today, and all it was soul food, man. That's what God gave me today. So you could choose any of these or one of these to expound on. I know you're a busy guy because you're flexing on me. You're probably, the one of the last times that you sent me, well, this wasn't the last time you sent me a text message, but I landed in Fresno. I get a random picture of you and some guy with really white hair. And I look at it quick. And then I just called you. I was like, why are you sending me, a picture of some random dude? And you're like, look at it closer. I zoomed in. Who was it, James?
Well, that one, the former Vice President Mike Pence. Listen, these opportunities are just crazy, because we go from watching, the Bible, the TV show that was so popular. Mm-hmm. Well, MGM Studios chairman Mark Brunette, I end up meeting him and having one-on-ones with him. Guys like the vice president or the former secretary of U.S. Attorney General for the U.S. And I'm like, proximity, brother. You open the door, and when you get in the doors, you realize that the doors of opportunity are not doors, they're people. Kelly Cardenas, you open one. Not going many of them without you, because you don't like to fly out to me because because I tried to fly you in on Spirit Airlines.
Yeah. You tried to fly me in on Greyhound is what it was. You tried to bring me in on that. But I want to thank you for that invitation to Dallas, too. It just must have got lost in the mail.
Hold on. I just sent a text. About to send a text to me. Hang up. Hey, if you got a moment, come join me.
Hey, do me a favor. Watch this. Proverbs 13 was all about soul food. It was seek wisdom, speak life, diligence, integrity, humility, honesty, hope, and patience. Which one stands out to you?
Wow. Patience. Man, that one. And it's patience because I grew frustrated in many ways. The first, I was frustrated that I would even be an amputee and the only one in my family, and no one else had it. So I felt cursed. The second one would be the patience, not understanding that the loss of limb is the very reason I have everything I have today. If I don't have that, I don't get the preparation of character, development, the trial, the tribulation, to have a hero's journey, because I wouldn't have never went on one. And so the patience that something can happen to you at 3 months of age, and it isn't until you're 50 that you become what you were, what you thought you'd always be if you only had. So I didn't need the if and only. It was the patience to let this thing play out.
James, you're incredible. I know you got a busy schedule. You're on the first episode of You Got to Meet My Friends, and you have not disappointed, man. I absolutely love you. Have fun today. Have tons of fun, man, and know that Jordan was the GOAT.
Man, I love you, man. You are the LeBron of podcasts, my brother.
I love you, buddy.
I'll talk to you later,
okay,
my friend.
Okay, sounds good, man. All right. I tell you, anything with me, we try something out, we push record, and we start off with the podcast, and a lot of people don't answer. We are going to try one last one before we go. And the reason why, because this guy is so important to me. This is my best friend. If you don't know James Dixon, you got to know James Dixon. Check him out on Instagram. He is the Superman for real. This guy is the real, real deal. We are going to try Willie D, Mr. William Howard Simmons, one more time before we go to see if we can get this guy to answer his phone. I think if I call him enough, he'll actually answer.
What up?
Is this Willie D?
Indeed.
Willie D, would you be okay if I was recording you on a podcast right now?
I'm trying to get my kids ready for soccer, man.
So you got like 2 minutes.
Probably less than that.
Okay, that's good. I just wanted them to hear your voice because I've been bragging about you. Is it okay that I record it?
Sure.
Okay, so that's how I force my friends to do what I want, is I just ask them in front of a lot of people. I want to tell you I love you. That's it. I know Daxie and Gavin are going to kill it in soccer, and I've been bragging about how you are a huge inspiration to me, and you're just an incredible man.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
And I'm very angry about the text that you sent about the Warriors last night.
It was a fun game to watch. They didn't win, but they had a couple runs, man.
I'm an irrational fan, as you know. I believe that we're going to make a run and we're going to win the championship this year. What do you feel about that?
I'd like to see it.
Okay. What do you feel about the Titans going 17-0 and having home field this year?
Oh, man.
What do you truly feel about that, William?
I just think that I appreciate your passion, man, and your irrational positivity in regards to your football team.
Well, I love you, dude. I the reason why I called you back twice is because I just want people to hear your voice and know how much you mean to me. You're incredible, and you're on the first episode of You Gotta Meet My Friends, where I randomly call all my friends and see if they'll actually be on the podcast.
Oh, my God. It's awesome, man. Well, I'm honored to be the first.
Do you have any words of wisdom for the listeners?
Nope.
Besides, don't call your friend this early while he's getting soccer ready.
Yeah, be to soccer 30 minutes before the game. That's my advice everyone out there.
That sounds good, man. Well, enjoy the day. I love you a bunch, man. And be on the lookout for calls, because these episodes are going to keep coming.
Oh, my gosh. All right, man. Well, now I know.
I love you, man.
Love you too, dude.
Okay. Peace.
See ya.
Well, I told you that I was going to try one more. And that was Will Simmons. Will Simmons is one of my best friends in the world. I want to check and see if I can get this young man. This is Mirko Mangum. Mirko Mangum just started a company. It is called Opus Shoes, and he is a former pro skater for Planet Earth. He is one of the most connected guys on the planet, but his heart and soul.
Hi, this is Mirko. Sorry, Mr. Cole.
There we go.
Please leave a message.
We don't get him either. And let's see I'm going to go down. Let's play a little roulette on this. Let's see if we could. Oh, man. You know what I'm going to do? Let's see if I can get my brother. He won't answer either. This is my brother, Brad, an amazing film producer, incredible guy, film producer and director, but he's probably golfing. And I have one more for you if we don't get Mr. Brad.
Call has been forwarded to voice.
This, I tell you, this is one of the things, and what I want to encourage you with is when you reach out and try something, it might not work exactly the way you want it to, but I am going to call my friend, Sean Finnegan. This is an incredible human being, probably one of the baddest connectors. He has Tax Hive in Utah and helped me to actually start the Vibe Room and put it on the map. And let's see if this man will actually answer his phone. Come on, Sean.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
I think everyone knows that I'm doing this. Let's try one more. We're going to try Maxwell Hunter. Actually, that's not it. There we go. Let's try Maxwell Hunter. This man is my... my wife's best friend's husband, and he's a genius. You know what we're going to do is we're actually going to set this up better for the next time. Look at that. And you know who we'll finish off with? Is we got to get one on. I think that my brother, this is my big brother, and I believe my big brother knows that I'm trying this and that I'm actually recording podcasts while I'm calling my friends.
Your call has been forwarded to voice.
Last one, I promise you. Oh, we won't go FaceTime. Let's go here.
What up, dog?
Mr. Roy Tuscany.
How are you, friend?
I'm doing amazing, man. Hey, before you say anything, don't say anything, but would you be okay if I was recording this and you were live on my podcast right now?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, cool. So Roy Tuscany, everybody, this guy owns the High Fives Foundation. He was on the podcast yesterday. Mr. Roy, I'm doing an episode every Saturday where I'm going to randomly call my friends that they don't know that they're going to be on the podcast, but it's just called Meet My Friends. And so can you tell us what you're doing, where you're at right now, what you're doing right now?
I am in Solitude, Utah. I am here for a week-long veterans camp where we take critically wounded veterans and get them back out on the snow either for the first time or again after they have experienced a life-changing injury. So I'm here in Solitude, Utah, doing what I do best, which is getting people back out into their comfort zone through sport and having the best time doing it.
Hey, do me the favor. Can I add someone to the phone right now?
Yeah.
Okay. We are going to add 3-time Super Bowl champion, Mr. Lonnie Paxson. Hold on for a second. Let me see if I can get him on the line.
What's up, fool?
Lonnie, hold on. Are you okay if I'm recording you on the podcast right now?
Sure.
Okay.
Here on the couch.
I'm going to bring in a friend that you might know too. Hold on for a second. Let me do this.
What's that?
I hear some people.
Roy, do you know Lonnie?
Oh man, Lonnie Paxson, the legend of letsgetshitdone.com.
Hey, let's get that right. makeshithappen.com.
Hey, Roy and I were just talking about that. We have been in the gym for like 2.5 hours together, and we wanted to know what you were doing right now, Lonnie.
Well, funny you ask. I am not in the gym. I slept in the gym and then finally had to come have some coffee with my son, my 6-year-old.
Legend says it, and Roy, I heard this last night because Lonnie did not say hello on the text. He didn't say, "Hey man, how are you doing?" All he put was 4-0. Do you know what that means, Roy?
4-0. I'm gonna guess that's Lonnie's record for. I'm gonna say 4-0 is Lonnie's record for Super Bowls, but he's only got 3. So. I don't know what the fourth one would be. I don't know. 4-0. I mean, 4 amazing kids. I would say he's got that on his roster.
Yep. Yep. Well, we went 4-0 last night as the Paxton family. So we have a coach who's got 4 teams. I helped coach 2 of them, and we're 4-0. And I know Kelly's always bouncing around there with his dreadlocks and fancy shoes. And I always got to give him a jab when we dominate the night.
We did end up winning last night, so it was great. Did you guys play at Poinsettia? At Elga?
We played at Poinsettia.
You did. Were you there?
Yeah, my son's like 68-6. They always tuck us away on like field 10, the ones to the far right.
Okay. That's because they don't want any Roy. They don't want any fanfare on Lonnie because everyone runs around and asks for autographs and asks if they can like get on his shoulders and stuff.
I need you to cruise around me all the time to just be the hype man for me.
Roy, what's one of the funniest stories that you and Lonnie have had together?
I think it's actually going to be coming up. It's a future story. We're flying down for like 24 hours to Dallas to go support a foundation called the Adaptive Training Foundation for their Case to Triumph event. Lonnie and I are going to be the stars of the night, regardless of who else is there, because, you know, we're star-studded and we're going to make the night star-studded. So I think it's a future rad story.
I love that. I love that. It's going to be so good. You know, I'm so just happy you guys got connected because, you know, Roy's stories and the ones he continues to build with people, you know, Adaptive Athletes is near and dear to my heart. I had a foundation very similar to his back in the early 2000s. Roommate of mine broke his back snowboarding, airlifted to Reno Hospital. I spent the first 5 or 6 days with him in the hospital, and he became my roommate the next, you know, 10 or 15 years. And seeing what Roy and High Fives has done through an injury of his own to then supporting, you know, athletes around the world, male and female, young and old. It's just so amazing. And then, you know, Kelly and I ran into each other recently, and just your energy and your vibe and what you kind of bring to the conversation and how much good you're trying to do. I'm just so proud of the fact that you guys are connected. So thank you.
Well, I tell you, Roy, I want to tell you that Lonnie almost beat me up for the first time in our friendship. Because he was like, is Roy on? He didn't ask like in a nice way. He wasn't like, is Roy on the podcast? He looked at me and flexed and like, kind of, you know how Debo did on a red bike? He rolled up on this rusty bike in Carlsbad and he was like, yo, you got Roy on the podcast, man. I was like, I promise I'm going to get him. Roy and I, Lonnie, have we're working on a joint venture, which is a new sport that we're going to be championing. And Roy, do you want to tell them about this sport? Because we'd like to get Lonnie involved, because I think that if Lonnie was involved with his Super Bowl pedigree, we might be able to go to that next level.
You know, I think Lonnie could help us. Maybe we could get a couple more names in this, maybe like his old quarterback, you know, the GOAT, or a couple of the other teammates. But yeah, hobby horsing. I think, like, Lonnie, I don't know if you're aware of hobby horsing, but we're going to be starting a new event that we're going to petition for the 2032 Olympic Games, hobby horsing. So that is a big, big feat that we have decided to take as our undertaking.
Hobby horse pub crawl of Carlsbad.
Lonnie, have you seen this hobby horsing?
Yeah, actually I have.
You've seen it. Yeah, have you seen it on Instagram?
Well, I see it in my cul-de-sac quite a bit because some of our neighbors have these little hobby horses with wheels on them. And,
No, I want you to see this. I'm going to text you right now, so I need you to look on your phone. Roy, did it blow your mind when I sent you the hobby horsing yesterday?
You know, the initial couple video shots didn't really get me, but then all of a sudden when they started adding the jumping in,
I was quite blown away by the vertical leaps that these people are putting into this sport, because I really think they could be more beneficial. Yeah. They...
Are you seeing this right now, Lonnie?
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it.
Dude,
got me in.
It's another level. And the parents, you got to see the crowd. The crowd is so good on this.
Oh, I'm going to have to stretch out for that.
Lonnie, what do you think your vertical height is?
I never had a good vert. I was too heavy from the waist down. So my biggest thing, you know, I was kind of like Charles Barkley, like the round mound of rebound. So, you know, I'm close in tight quarters, but you know, built for speed and violence and not marathons.
Hey, Roy said yesterday, Lonnie, that NASCAR was the greatest sport on earth. What do you have to say about that?
Well, it's the easiest sport on earth because they just make left turns the whole time.
You better stop it, Lonnie. There's now road courses. The amount of thought that goes into it. I mean, Lonnie, you know what? You would have been a really good tire changer. You could carry that tire faster than anybody. Jack the car up, throw the lugs on, and off you go.
You're right, because I ain't fitting that shit. That's for sure.
Do you think, Roy? Do you think that We should create something where Lonnie would actually have to drive a NASCAR around the track and then get one of the NASCAR drivers to have to long snap and hit a target the way that Lonnie would?
I bet I could snap through a NASCAR window.
I bet you could snap through a window and take out something through the window and knock it down, like get one of the owners like in one of those dunk tanks. And have you snap through the window, hit the bullseye, drop the owner in there, and then have the car take off.
Well,
I can totally do that.
I want to add stakes to this. So what we need to do is he's got to snap through the windows of the NASCAR, knock the hobby horse out of somebody's hand as it jumps over the steeple.
We're really going deep with hobby horsing.
I'm sitting next to my six-year-old. I posted a video, I don't know, during COVID, but we were out playing football. And, you know, I used to hit a goal post, which is about 10, 12 feet high. I used to hit a goal post from like 30 yards away. It was a pretty good long snap. And so I was over ambitious, and I'm out there with the ball, and I'm like, you know, we're tossing it around. Everyone's playing catch and having fun. I was like, I turned the GoPro on. And I was like, I'm a ping this goalpost about 25 yards away. I've been doing this for years, and I came up short, and just at the same time, he was about 3 at the time, he's running across the field, and it pings him in the shoulder, and all you hear I don't know, it is your head.
It's my head or like my shoulder.
Your shoulder. and all the video just ends with him going, "Wah!" And I cut the video. Felt so bad. Made you tougher though, huh, buddy? Yeah.
Roy, does Lonnie know what you're doing right now?
Yeah, Lonnie knows what I'm doing. He knows I'm in solitude, about to host a veteran camp, and you know, as I spoke to you yesterday, me and Lonnie try to check in on each other every day. He's an absolute gem of a human that just cares about so many people and helping force multiply what people are doing. And you know, we got to do some cool stuff this year already, and we got more cool stuff on the way. But, like, one of the things I've been excited about is, you know, myself and the foundation was able to help supplement Lonnie and the Thrive Film crew up to some heli skiing to document this amazing film that they're doing on traumatic brain injury and concussion and just, like, that whole protocol. So, you know, when good forces get together, great, amazing things happen. And, you know, Lonnie's a spitfire of an individual that ensures that happens every day.
How's the movie coming along, Lonnie?
It's coming along so amazing. I mean, we've hit some road bumps in funding over the last couple of years. The story is as powerful as ever, and the theme and how much impact it's going to make is bigger than ever. It's just, you know, the check writers and donators out there are a little bit, you know, trickier. And so we want to control the narrative. We want to control the story, so we don't want someone to come in and just buy it to you know, add their piece of the story to it. We want to own and control it. So over the last couple of months, like Roy said, we've been to Canada heli skiing. We spoke at the Department of Defense on an athlete panel about you know, overcoming brain injuries and kind of the fear of a potential brain injury while you're on the field, court, course, pitch, whatever it may be, but always kind of striving to be excellent in those, you know, dangerous situations. And then if something does happen, how do you come out of them and find tools to make you better? We're going to Australia on Monday. We were just shooting with Dr. Amen and SEAL Team 5 member and actually a motorsports athlete that Roy might know, an F1 driver who got a brain injury and is, you know, confined to a wheelchair now. And so we are stacking the stories to really just paint this picture. And some of the audio nuggets that have come from these sit-down interviews and these raw moments in the backcountry is just going to, you can't fit it into all into one documentary. And so this has really progressed from documentary to now tip of the iceberg documentary with a 360 plan for podcasts, internet series, merch to support brain centers and all kinds of things. So we're happy that it's, you know, when we got into this, we're like, yep, we're going to do this next year and make it happen. And someone real less smarter than us said, no, this is a 5-year plan. And we're at about year 4 right now. So they were right. But it's going to be worth the wait.
So how do you both deal with a delay? Because things don't come immediately. How do you both, Roy, how do you deal with it? Lonnie, how do you deal with it when you don't get what you want when you want it?
I mean, no, just the first negotiation to a yes. I mean, you just got to come back with either a different approach or just understand that there's probably a reason that no is happening right now and that, like, the greater cause is going to foresee, you know, the timeline that's meant for it to be. So I always just believe that, you know, a no is just the first negotiation to a yes. And, like, I will always take it as in stride and just allow it to run its course to understand that maybe the timing's not right. Maybe there's something else bigger. Maybe you're going to meet someone. Maybe the next person that you see is that person. And I always just believe in that idea that, like, you know, when you get a no, well, just figure out how to renegotiate to a yes.
How about yourself, Lonnie?
I would agree with all that. And also, you know, effort speaks for itself. So when it's a no, maybe they're not seeing the entire picture and, you know, kindly kind of readjust the way you approach it. And then, you know, as you continue to work, continue to progress and continue to, you know, make strides forward in whatever the project or ask or pitch may be, you know, the tentacles on the outside from other pieces of that story are it's undeniable. You can't not see that it's working and it's going to happen. So for me, it's just finding a different course of action when the no occurs first.
Can I ask you, guys get a choice. There's 8 choices this morning. I read Proverbs 13, which is the corresponding proverb, corresponding day. What it was, the title, what God gave me today was soul food, right? And so there was seek wisdom, speak life, diligence, integrity, humility, honesty, hope, and patience. Roy, you're up first. Which word and what does it mean to you?
Oh, man. Honesty. When we're honest, we're able to be our true selves, true to what we do, true to what we do for others. Honesty just literally is for me the most important word in my life. If you gave me courtesy in that, I would say courtesy. I feel like honesty is the byproduct of courtesy. So I'm going to go with honesty.
Hey, Lonnie, I know you got to go because you're taking the kids to the gym because Roy and I have already been there. Hey, who's going to win the Super Bowl next year, Roy? Or Lonnie?
Well, you only have 32 teams to choose from, but there's one that always rises above. You know, so it's really like a 33rd team because everyone else is playing down. It's going to be the New England Patriots.
There we go. I believe that the Titans will go 17-0, home field advantage.
You're still the Houston Oilers, bro. You haven't even progressed to the Titans.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Houston Oilers have a better chance of winning than the Titans. Yeah.
Hey, I want to thank you guys because this is my first episode of Meet My Friends where I randomly call my friends and see if they answer, and then I tell them they're on the podcast live. So I want to thank you both. You guys are awesome. I love you both.
Thanks, you are buddy. Awesome. Love you, man. Okay. All right, love you guys.
Yeah, all right. Man. We'll chat soon, boys.
Okay, bye-bye.
Cheers.
I keep telling people I have the coolest friends in the world. That was Lonnie Paxton, three-time Super Bowl champion with Tom Brady on the Patriots. I give him a hard time because Eli came in and spoiled the fourth. And this, honestly, this episode has made my heart sing. We did add Proverbs into it, but I also added my friends into it, which I love. We got a couple of no's. We got a couple of people who didn't answer the phone, but that's okay. And so we pushed record. We went at it. We did it. We accomplished it. And I want to thank you all for listening. I have the coolest friends in the world. My pop said it like this. You never know where someone's from. You never know where they're going. You never know where you meet up with them again. So make a friend out of everyone. And I hope you had a great time meeting my friends. My name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm officially off the hot seat. Peace, love, and soul. Whoa.